What's up, guys? I feel like I haven't recorded just a random ramble in a while. Yeah, I've been really busy. I have recorded a few things, I think, just here and there because I was like, oh, I haven't posted and stuff like that. But I need to go through and like actually listen to them because I think in a few of them, they were probably interrupted by like my dogs, or it was like really annoying. And I know most time, like I said, I keep my rambles raw, which is true. So honestly, I may be too lazy to listen through them if I actually need to edit shit out. Or I may just delete them because they're old now. And usually when I record a ramble, I post it the day I recorded it. Just because it's more of a in real time thing for me. So yeah, or like I have a bad habit of like saying my name. So it's hard because I mean you're obviously used to addressing yourself as yourself. But when I record for y'all, obviously I have to say either I usually say Blondie, is what I go with, which I mean in real life is a nickname some people call me. But I'm not used to calling myself it. So there have been a few times where I'll be like, you know what? Like I just need to get my stuff together or I think you know what I mean. Like, you know when you're talking to yourself, but, like, you say it as someone else were to be addressing you? Like, Blondie, you need to get your stuff together, girl. You know? Oh, I just kicked something. Oops. I'm laying on my bed. Because it's Friday, and, I just work in the afternoon today. So, yeah. And like I said, I was like, oh, I need to record. I've obviously been recording stuff for GWA. That's what I like doing. It's easier, I guess. But even then, like, finding time to do that is hard because I don't always have the house to myself a lot of the time. Which I need to record something for Monday because I have a special sort of audio plan, for GWA for Monday because it's gonna be my birthday. I am so excited. I'm turning 20. If I have the house myself on Monday, I will probably record a ramble, but I don't think I don't know if I will or not, or even if I'll just want to, I may just want to lounge around that day. I still have work in the afternoon, because I don't take off. I can't really afford to, but I also, I'm used to working my birthday. I was just excited that finals weren't on my birthday this year for once. I finished my finals yesterday. Hopefully those went okay. I need to apply for a summer job because the job that I'm working right now is during the school year only, so it ends in 2 weeks. So yeah, I need to look for a summer job. I don't know what I'm gonna do. Right now I work with kids, which is fine because I'm in school to become a teacher. That's what I want to do with my life. However, I have worked with animals. I love animals. I also love just about anything. I'm really good with people, so I thought about being a waitress because I think I do a really good job. I also am into fitness, so I wouldn't mind like being the front desk person at a gym, stuff like that. So yeah, we'll see what happens. Or even like the daycare people at the gym. I feel like that would be cool because then I'd get a free gym membership. That'd be awesome. Because some of these gyms that are around me are really expensive and I don't want to pay for that. I just work out at home. So I have free weights and stuff at home. And then I do a lot of body weight exercises. So that's not a big deal to me. But still, it would just be cool to be at a gym because I love the machines too. Especially like the Smith machine and the leg press. So those are cool. And like the stair climber and like the ladder climber, I think. I don't know if that's what it's called. I can't remember right now. But yeah, so that'd be a lot of fun. But I need a job, so I also don't really care. As long as it pays well, I guess. And there goes my schedule because I'm going to be taking summer classes. I really want to take them online, although I think my parents won't think that that's good for me. I want to, just because then I can have a more flexible work schedule. Stuff like that, but I am taking at least one class per summer semester, so that's two classes over the summer, and then I'll figure out what classes I'm taking next semester for fall, but yeah, so I'm gonna be 20, it's gonna be crazy, I can no longer say I'm a teenager, which I mean, there's, like, good and bad things to that, I guess, it's not that big of a deal to me. It's just another day. It's not like I suddenly age a whole year, you know. It's been upcoming. But yeah, I'm excited. It's warming up here. Today's not unbearably hot because we had a storm come through way early in the morning, like 1 a.m. because I woke up around 1:30 to thunder and lightning. But yeah, so pretty cool, pretty cool. It's kind of cool. There's a breeze out. It's a little bit too cold for me to tan outside, which sucks because, like I said, I'm home, did nothing, so I could have just laid out in the sun. But it's a tad bit too cold for me to want to do that today. Yeah. What else is there? This morning, I decided to play with my false eyelashes that I've had for a while. Because I'm not going to pay to get eyelash extensions, but I saw this YouTuber a while back, and it's annoying because now I can't find the YouTube video. And I know the YouTuber who did it, I think she took it down or something, I don't know what happened. But, it's like these DIY eyelash extensions, basically, and it's just these certain falsies that she uses. And I already got compliments on them today, because I posted a selfie to Snapchat. What else is new with Blondie? Well, I just mentioned to have a Snapchat. Those of you that are listening, I apologize, but no, I will not give out my Snapchat. It is only my personal one. It's too much time and energy for me to get a private one and to honestly just deal with that. I don't want to say harassment because I don't want to upset anyone, but that, you know, I already post pictures on Mouse Gone Mild on here, and that's enough for me. Yeah. So, sorry to disappoint y'all, but that's just how it is. I hope you understand why. With the nature of the things that I post, it's just not gonna happen. But yeah, so my friends, in real life, complimented me already, which is nice. And they look pretty natural, although for me, like, I already have, naturally, and, I guess some of the other people who I talked to on here know that I already have, like, naturally long curly eyelashes, well, not, like, curly, they're not, like, extremely curly, like, when people just get them perm, but, I already have naturally nice eyelashes, but, you know, sometimes it's kind of fun to play with them and stuff like that and to just be a girly girl and wear your falsies. But what I like about these is it's the singles. It's not, like, one huge, like, it's, like, not, like, your whole eyelash thing. I don't know how to explain it. Especially if you're a guy who's just listening to me talk, because I know some of y'all do just listen to me talk, which is totally fine. I don't care. But, yeah, you get to hear me talk about eyelashes. But what's nice about the singles is, like, it feels like you can move your eye more, like, it just, the other ones feel like it's a stick glued to your eyelid, and it's annoying, which is usually why, like, whenever I've worn false eyelashes in the past, they haven't lasted more than a few hours, just because I don't have the patience for them. But these, I can't even feel them, which is great. They also have a different eyelash adhesive to use, which is nice, because most of the time whenever you get eyelashes, the eyelash adhesives have latex in them, which I'm not, like, outright allergic to latex, but if my skin is exposed to latex for a long period of time or for an extended period of time, it does get really irritated. So, hence why I'm pretty sure that, like, my eyelashes in the past have, like, really bothered me also. Like, my eyes get really irritated, and they feel itchy, so I end up taking the eyelashes off. It's really annoying. Just like when I wear band-aids that aren't latex-free and I leave them on my skin for more than, like, a few hours, I break out in, like, a little rash where the band-aid was. Or, like, I used to work at a clinic, and so I would always, if I knew I was going to be wearing gloves for an extended period of time, like, if I was going to be cleaning stuff or doing something that required me wearing gloves for an extended period of time, I would wear the latex-free gloves just to avoid any irritation. So, yeah, that's the only thing I know that I have a problem with, but technically not, like, an outrightly, allergic to it. Like, my cousin is extremely allergic to latex. Like, if she touches anything that's latex, it's just crazy. So, yeah. What else is there to talk about? Summer's almost here. Warm weather means tanning, means being out in the sun more. I'm so excited. I'm happy. It also means more early mornings for me, though, because I love to do stuff with my dogs, but I have black labs, and in Texas, it also gets so hot that heat stroke is a very real thing with dogs. Dogs can die within heat stroke within 5 minutes, so those of you that have dogs, please be cautious and aware of that. Also, when walking dogs in your summer, a good tip if you walk them on concrete, is to take the back of your hand and hold it to the concrete, and if you can withstand the heat on your hand, then so can your dog's feet. If not, your dog's, like, the pads of their feet will actually burn and blister up, and then they'll have a hard time walking, and it'll be extremely painful, and you'll have to take them to a vet. So there's a tip for that. So that's why I walk my dogs really early in the morning, when the sun is rising, which, I mean, I like to do anyways because I love to see the sunrise every day. But at the same time, especially during the summer, because even if you walk them in the evening, hopefully y'all are smart enough to know that, you know, the concrete has absorbed that heat all day. So while you may not realize it and it may feel cool to you, you still need to do the hand thing because the concrete can still be hot enough to burn your dog's heat. So that's why I walk them in the morning, because then that means that the concrete has had all night to cool off. So yeah. That also means having my window open. I love having my window open and having a natural breeze and everything inside. I live far enough out that, you know, still smell natural air and everything. So, yeah, I'm happy. I have my fan on, though. I pretty much always have my fan on because I just like having feeling like that constant airflow, I guess. Not that, like, I don't have AC in my house, but I'm also upstairs most of the time in my room. And hot air rises, and then for whatever reason, I guess just like me, my room is always warm. So yeah, that's what's with me. Just lounging around right now, thinking of all the stuff I need to do, filling out job applications, looking at summer school, and it's crazy. I don't want to do it, but girls got to do it. So, yeah. Of course, I'm yawning. I always yawn. Just my jaw has started irritating me again. I don't know why. But it has started to bother me more. So, I don't know what I'm going to do about that. I don't think I want to go on an all-liquid diet again. I mean, I could, but, like, the only thing annoying about that is then you just lose a bunch of water weight, like, really fast, and it's annoying because then as soon as I start eating solid food again, I gain it back, versus I'm really trying to, like, actually go through, like, this workout and diet plan thing to, like, actually lose weight and keep it down, which is weird because it's, like, I've been watching, so, like, I don't look bad, you know, but, you know, I am a girl. I do have a little bit of weight to lose. I also want to build up my legs more because while they're curvy, I want them to be muscular curvy, you know, which means my butt's already pretty nice, but, like, my inner thighs and stuff, I don't like, which, I mean, I'm a chick. It's natural for the weight to go there, but still, I don't think I have a ton of weight to lose, but I've been, like, watching all these different transformation videos and stuff, and, like, some of these girls have really been able to drop their weight, and I'm just like, that's insane, I want to do that, so we'll see how that goes, but that means I'm gonna have to be super ridiculously strict about stuff, which will be good for me anyways. Lord knows I need the consistency and the rigid plan, because that's usually what I like about my life. That's also why I like being, like, crazy busy. I think I mentioned this before, but I like being crazy busy because I don't have time to think about things, or lounge around like I'm doing now, being lazy, but yeah, so that's what's happening with me. We'll see what happens with that, which, I mean, I don't mind because I love eating chicken, so, like, eating high protein and stuff isn't an issue with me. Like, honestly, all I do is just grill the chicken and I eat it. Sorry for yawning again. And I made tilapia the other day and it was so good, and yeah. So chicken and fish is probably what my diet is gonna be. Maybe a little bit of beef here and there. We'll see what happens. We'll see. And I'm stretching, and oh my goodness. You know those stretches that you're just like, yes. Yeah. Anyways. But yeah, that's what's happening. That's what's up. Yeah. So we'll see. See what happens. Definitely keep y'all updated on stuff. But like I said, that's another reason why I don't want to go with my job on all liquid diet. Because, and that's like, ugh, guys, not chewing food sucks. Like, I mean, I don't grind my teeth, but that made me grind my teeth just because I wasn't chewing things. Like, it was awful. I mean, it definitely helped. Yeah. My mom says that it's because I've been talking too much, that's why my jaw hurts, but that's not true. Not true. Otherwise, I feel like I would have had that problem a long time ago, because I've always been a very talkative person. Actually, a funny story is when I was really little, I didn't talk at all. They thought I was mute because I waited so long before I started speaking. I think I didn't say anything until I was 2. Like, nothing. Like, no sounds. No, like, I mean, I would laugh. What? I just, not accept. Okay, I'm just kicking everything on my bedside table. Or, well, like, I'm not kicking it directly, but, like, I'm moving my legs, and then I just kicked my pillow, and so then my pillow hit my bedside table. Anyways, not like it matters to y'all. But, yeah. So what I was saying. So, I didn't talk until I was, like, 2 or 2.5 or something like that. Like, no sounds, nothing, no, like, blubbering or, like, mumbling. Like, no, I was completely quiet. I mean, I'd laugh. And, I've always been, like, very expressive with my face, which sucks because I suck at hiding my emotions. Like, whenever I'm upset or angry or, like, I can't hide it at all. And it's so annoying. So then I usually come off as, like, a really passive-aggressive person because, like, I'm so angry, but, like, I refuse to say anything. People be like, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. Or I have a really bad habit of, like, huffing and puffing. And so it was so funny. I was on the phone with someone the other day. And they were like, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. And then I'm like sitting there like doing something. I was like, and he's like, you are not okay. Like, what is the deal? And I'm like, well, if you really want to know. And I was just annoyed about other things. But yeah, so yeah, I'm bad at hiding my emotions. But anyway, so I didn't start talking for a while. But then the funny part was once I started talking, my family jokes, I've never shut up since. So, yeah, I've always been very talkative. For the most part, so that's, I have, like, a really hard time when I'm, like, and most of the time, like, today, I don't know why I'm kind of amped up, kind of hyper, kind of, like, you know, semester's over, new stuff is gonna happen, my birthday's coming up, like, I get paid today, which is gonna go towards bills, and more bills, but still, you know, that means I did my job, made money. But yeah, so, anyways, so, like, when I'm amped up, and then I'm talking and talking and talking, and then people are like, okay, can you just, like, quiet down just a bit? Like, it's hard for me to just quiet down just a bit. Like, for me, it's, okay, you asked me to be quiet, so I'm not gonna talk, because otherwise I don't really know what to talk about, you know? I don't know how to, like, I don't want to say I don't know how to calmly hold a conversation. Like, I can, but I'm not good about, like, directing it. So when people do that, I'm like, okay, well, now you have to direct the conversation, because I am not gonna know, like, what to say or not say or talk about when you tell me to be quiet. So, yeah. Other than that, I just talk, or ask a lot of questions. Or, see, that's usually, like, when people are like, okay, and you just need to quiet down, like, my mind goes blank, because then I'm like, okay, I don't know what to talk about, and then I just want to ask questions, and I just, all I can think of are, like, dumb questions to ask people, even if I've been friends with them for a while, because I forget things. I'll be like, so what's your favorite color? So, do you cut the sandwich in half or in triangles? So, like, I'm trying to think of other dumb questions. Coke or Pepsi? Or, do you like Dr. Pepper? Or cars or trucks or motorcycles or neither? Do you walk? Do you take public transportation? I don't know. Stupid dumb questions. Do you like to watch sunrises? Do you like to watch sunsets? Do you like, and do you enjoy long walks on the beach? Like, I just think of, like, the stupidest stuff, because I get bored and then I can't think, and then that's all that comes to my head. Or I'm thinking of, like, really complicated, like, future stuff, and I'm like, God, what's gonna happen once I finish college? And then I have to find a house, and then I have to, like, I just think of, like, really extensive things, or, like, I do have a lot going on, so I really, like, those of you that don't know, I mean, like I said, I'm gonna turn 20. I'm still in college. I live with my parents because I can drive to the college that I attend. So that's really annoying, and my parents are really controlling, and I hate living in this house. My parents' relationship, like, my relationship with my parents is not that great. It's, like, gotten worse, I want to say, over the past year, just because my parents are so controlling, which is annoying because I don't do anything. Like, I'm such a good kid. Like, it's so frustrating. Like, in high school, the one relationship I had, they didn't even know about because... Like, which, okay, that sounds bad because I'm like, oh, I'm such a good kid, yet here I hid this relationship I had, but, like, I had to. So, like, in their eyes, I've never been in a relationship. I have never done drugs, which is true. I only recently tried alcohol, which wasn't a lot, and it was with someone who I could trust. So it's not like I got in any danger or anything happened, and all I tried was whiskey and vodka. So it's not even like I had a good time. Like, I don't do anything. Like, I literally, and, like, I'm so busy with school and work, all the time that, like, I rarely go out with my friends. The latest I've been out is probably, well, like, prom doesn't count because my school had an after prom event, so, like, we were out all night, but, like, the thing was then, like, we went to an event that was at the school, so, like, even though I didn't go home that night, it was at, like, I was at the school. But the latest I've been out was probably, like, 1:30 in the morning, which was because of a work party. It was my work Christmas party. So, like, once again, work-related, so it's annoying because I'm just like, what the fuck have I done? Which, I mean, obviously, oh, man, that sounds, like, so... contradicting, because then, like, obviously, if you're listening to me, y'all know I have a GWA account, which they don't know about, but I'm like, a girl has to get her sexual stuff out somehow. Like, God, I'm not out fucking every guy on the streets or doing anything. I haven't even been in a relationship in, like, a year, so, or hooked up with anyone either, so I'm just like, I'm a really good person, I'm a really good child, and so for them to, like, not trust me at all is ridiculous. They're so controlling in the fact that, like, I technically don't even own my truck. I get reminded constantly that it's not mine, even though car insurance is in my name and I pay for the car insurance. Which I'm not going to get into that battle with them, because I know people have said legally I would be able to take it if I were to fight it in court, but I don't have the money for that. I'm not going to deal with that nonsense. I'm just waiting to save up enough money to get my own car, and then to be making enough money and that I would be able to move in with a few roommates or something, or rent an apartment, which apartments are really expensive, but still, depending on my jobs, I can make the money. I have so much on my mind that then sometimes I don't have, like, or I block it out or try not to think about it. That's kind of a lot to talk about, but that's what's happening in my life, I guess. Controlling parents, not fun at all. And my parents, like, another reason why their relationship isn't that good is because, like, the little stuff I do, like, my room isn't, like, 100% perfect, according to, like, my OCD mother. Sorry, that was my ankle that popped, that noise, because my joints do that. Like, no, my room isn't perfect, and my mother is, like, borderline OCD sometimes, but, like, not, like, the rest of the house, like, the dining room that, like, she works in, because she has, like, an office set up in the dining room, like, her office is a mess, and, like, their room, like, they have stuff in their room, like, boxes and stuff that they need to go through, like, is a mess, but, like, it's not okay for my room to be a mess, because, you know, she can control that. So it's very frustrating, because, like, there are days... recently a problem was she was upset because, so I'm on my laptop all the time, pretty much, either, like, working on stuff or watching videos or doing things or binging on shows or, like, it's my only outlet, okay? And so most of the time I'm glued to my laptop and I have my earphones in to the point of where I also fall asleep, watching stuff. So, like, she'll come in the morning, and even though, like, I have an alarm to wake up at a certain time, like, for whatever reason, my mother just loves to just come into my room and wake me up before my alarm. And I mean, like, it's days where I can, like, actually sleep in until 7:30, which I know some people are like, 7:30, that's not sleeping in. I used to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning for one of my jobs, so trust me, 7:30 is sleeping in. But she loves to come and wake me up around 6:30 in the morning sometimes, which is very frustrating, because she, like I said, she's so mean and controlling. Like, not that mean, like, it's not, my parents aren't physically abusive. Well, I mean, my dad kind of was when I was younger, but he had anger issues, and, like, a few years ago when I did stuff to, like, really, really piss him off, I mean, it's not like he's hit me, but, like, he shoved me to the ground before. I'm kind of over it. I don't know. I know some of y'all are like, oh my god, but, I mean, it could always be worse, I guess. Anyways, she loves to come in my room and yell at me first thing in the morning. Like, doesn't even say good morning to me. It's literally, and, like, she loves to claim that she does. Like, I hate coming at you and just yelling at you first thing, but yet you do all these things to piss me off. And I'm like, you're the one who still makes that choice. Like, that takes effort to, like, come and yell at me every day, every morning. Like, that takes effort. And it's over, like, the stupidest shit. It's just like, oh my god. Like, if a messy room and me needing to get laundry done is the worst thing you have to yell about me, like, seriously, chill the fuck out. Yeah. Very annoying. So, I'm like, oh my god. Oh, so I was saying about the laptop thing. So, she gets really annoyed that I have my laptop in all the time. And I do have trouble sleeping at night. Although, honestly, it's gotten better, and then it got worse again, and I think it's kind of more on the upside again, because I've started taking my melatonin at night to help, but with finals and everything, like, my hours were so weird that I was just staying up anyways, and then, like, the night before finals sucked, because I was so anxious about finals that I didn't get any sleep at all. I got maybe, like, an hour and a half of sleep, and that was it. But yeah, she claims it's because I'm glued to my computer, that's why I can't sleep, because, you know, all those stupid studies that are like, oh my god, those of you that are, like, attached to technology have trouble sleeping at night, or you shouldn't be exposed to technology an hour before you go to sleep. And I'm just like, okay, but yeah, but, like, me turning on a movie on my laptop, because that's just what I use the most, and obviously, like, you can stream stuff online, is what makes me fall the freak asleep sometimes. So, it's annoying. But yeah, so I guess I have to start using my television more, which it's funny because when she said that, I had to, like, find my television remote. I have just a mini flat screen TV that I bought myself. I was proud for that. I bought myself my own TV. So that means when I move out of the house, I can take it with me. I like it because it's white. Because I feel like most, now I'm standing up, but most, you know, flat screen TVs and stuff are black, which is fine, but I just thought it's unique because it was the only white one they had. And it's a mini LG. I'm trying to think of how many inches it is. It's not, like, I have a big laptop. My laptop is if I remember correctly, 15 inches across. And my television is maybe, I wonder if I can hold my laptop close to my, if I unplug my laptop, it'll die, and I currently have something pulled up. My TV is maybe 22 inches. That number sounds familiar to me, so I think it's 22 inches. It's small, but I like it. It was only, I think I got it really cheap. I bought it at Target. Yeah. I also have a DVD player. So, like, I can watch movies, but then, like, if I use the DVD player, my TV won't turn off. But, like, if I find something on the actual television, I can just use the sleep setting and I'll turn the TV off. So that's that. What I also like about this TV, so I used to have an old, like, boxy TV. That was the last TV I had, and it was so big, and I had changed stuff in my room, so I'd gotten rid of my old dresser, and I'm using the dresser I have now, and my big TV wasn't gonna fit on it, so I just said, I won't have a television in my room, because I had bought my laptop 2 months before, and this is my first laptop I've ever had, and I've had it for a year now, for almost 2 years now. Yeah, this is my second year in college. Anyways, where was I going with that?
So I just got my laptop, and I currently, at that time, previously, not currently, had subscriptions to Hulu and Netflix because I was working a job that I could afford it. And so I was like, I won't need my television, I can just watch stuff that way. And I was like, I took out my big television, but then my dad was like, yeah, but I'm paying for cable for you anyways, and what happens, like, when you don't want to watch it on your laptop and shit like that. So I was like, fine, and like I said, I was making enough money, I had enough money that I went and bought myself my own flat screen. So yeah. Okay, so this is me continuing the ramble. I'm not sure if it's gonna sound different in when I edit together, but I had to end that ramble because then my phone started ringing. And I recorded my phone, so it stopped recording. But yeah, that's what's up. I don't know what else I was talking about. I know I was talking about TV thing. Bought my own TV. So it's exciting. Yeah. There's just a lot to think about. Like moving out of the house and stuff with a rocky relationship with parents because I don't know. I definitely don't think my parents will take it the right way at all. But I don't know if they'd be spiteful enough to not give me things. So I definitely, it's going to be a while before I can move out just because I need to have quite a bit of money saved. Quite a bit. So, yeah. But, you know, stuff to deal with, getting older and shit like that. Yeah. Oh, goodness. I'm tired. I also have two dogs, I know I've mentioned before, and they've told me if I were to ever move out of the house, I'm taking them with me, and that's hard because they're big dogs, and a lot of places don't allow dogs, so, that's another thing that limits me, on moving out of the house and where I would go, especially because they also don't get along with other dogs, so, like, I have a friend who's offered, to let me move into her house, but she has dogs, and so keeping our dogs separated would be a big deal. And I'm yawning again. Oh my goodness. Yeah, so that's what's up. I think this is already pretty long. I just made a weird sound with my mouth. I wonder what it sounds like on recording. I've never heard it recorded. I can't really think of anything else to talk about. Probably just gonna chill until I have work in 2 hours. So, yeah, I think I'm gonna end it here. So, thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it, and I hope you have a wonderful day, or evening, or night, or whatever time you're listening to this. Thank you so much.